This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are at the New Hampshire Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference.
Nice.
Which, I've been calling it the New Hampshire Blockchain because that's their website, blockchainnh.com. It's actually called the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference. And it kicks off today, day one of two,
yep,
here at the Sheraton in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Same location as last year. And last year, I think it was notable, you know, we've been to a bunch of these conferences. I don't know how many you've been to, Chris, but as Free Talk Live,
right.
Mark and I, for instance, have been to a number of these conferences. In fact, Mark is actually on vacation, so he's not going to be here with us. Daryl and you and me are the hosts here for the next couple of days. And, you know, we were both at the last Free State Blockchain conference. You were one of the speakers.
I was
there, and you talked about kind of what it was like running, or what it is like running a store.
Yeah, and
that accepts crypto.
Yep, and people's changing perceptions about crypto because they're changing all the time. People are more familiar with it. They're becoming more accepting of the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're still seeing that.
Have you seen that actually in action? I mean, you've been open for a couple years now.
Yeah.
So you've seen in just the last two or three years that shifting?
Certainly. So I remember, like, you know, the first, you know, we're in, you know, 2014, and what do people think of Bitcoin? Oh, Silk Road. Oh, that's what people spend on drugs and things like that. And it's really changed. I think a lot of that has to do with seeing it in real life and people going into other shops and stores and seeing little "We Accept Bitcoin" stickers on buildings and things like that.
Keene, where you see that happening, I wonder if it would be different if you were in, you know, Boston or some other place where you can't just walk down Main Street and actually be not quite barraged, but see in multiple places.
True.
A Bitcoin sticker on a front door of a you know, retail shop.
What I do see is perceptions, and we're kind of fortunate in our location that we get a lot of tourists.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly this time of year, it's leaf peeper season.
Right.
So everybody's coming up to New Hampshire to check it out
this weekend. If you can come up here, come on up.
Colors are exploding.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But what we do see and what we hear from customers is not this association with, you know, bad things, but people going, oh, Bitcoin. So it's, I'd say, the overall tone,
like,
of the conversation.
I've heard that.
Yes, uh-huh. It is that. And,
my friend has that.
Right.
The son was trying to get me into that kind of thing, right?
Right. Or, I heard that crashed. I heard it's gone.
That one's been coming up for a while.
Yeah, and it will continue to come up.
And usually what they're referring to, when you hear somebody say, oh, I thought that died or whatever, they're referring to, like, MT Gox, which was, like, one of the first Bitcoin exchanges.
Yep.
The first, basically the only one for a period of time, that there was a scam. There was, you know, an alleged, dishonest situation involving the people who were running that site.
Yep.
And it went down. And there have been some other hacks of other exchanges. And when these things get reported, people who don't know what they're looking at, they don't really understand the intricacies of the blockchain or, you know, how things work.
Mm-hmm.
They look at those stories and they say, oh, well, Bitcoin's a failure.
It's gone. The other thing they'll look at is simply the price. And to us, to me particularly, the ecosystem is much bigger than just the price. But we saw an abnormality last year and a spike to $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was the price. And it kind of really went around 5, 6, 7, and then it slowly crept up, and then it shot up, and then it shot back down. So,
and
you know,
right now we're back down to about 6,500.
6,500.
Yeah. So essentially about where it was last year.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting that part of it seems to remain relatively stable. I think that's our new normal.
For the last couple few months, yeah.
Yeah. And really, I mean, it's almost been throughout this whole year.
It has, yeah. I would say it's ranged between 5,000 and 8,000,
yeah,
this year.
But again, as we come to these conferences and talk to people really involved in the industry, I think the overwhelming consensus is the price isn't the important thing. The important thing is the development, where this thing's going, and what it can do for people.
Right.
Blockchain and Bitcoin and other digital assets are really about the opportunities the technology can present to us, and
well, right.
that's I'm into.
That's what we were talking with Mike Salvi about last right. night, and I imagine we're going to see him here in a little bit, and we'll pull him over. He's a comedian, a libertarian
yep.
comedian, and he's going to be here performing, from what I understand. But he was the one who said last night that it's been his favorite year in crypto.
I love that quote. It just nails it.
Well, yeah. right, and despite the fact that the price is down.
Right.
And he kind of encapsulated what you had just pointed out, which is that, you know, the reason he's in this and the reason why a lot of us are libertarians are into crypto isn't because, oh, you can make money. Well, you could. You
right.
can. Many people have. But it's because the money's better.
Yes.
It's because of the potential for that money to basically undermine the status quo of money and empower the individual in a way that previous iterations of money have not been able to do. And in fact, we're, in point of fact, designed to disempower the individual because of fiat currency.
Right.
When government prints out money, they are disempowering you because they're literally taking value from whatever. If you've got savings
mm-hmm.
and they print out more money, they've just devalued what you have in savings.
Right. Every bill you have, every dollar you own is worth less today than it was yesterday. And, you know, this is why I think a lot of libertarians, you know, first of all, jumped on to the idea of gold and honest
sure.
money. But the problem is I can't really walk around with all my savings in gold. And
you wouldn't be able to walk anywhere.
Right.
It's super
exactly.
heavy.
And it's difficult to spend and not easily divisible.
Correct.
Those are other features of good money that cryptocurrencies help solve. And if they're programmed correctly, and there certainly are some out there, then they can feature the scarcity, which is another essential part of good money.
Right. So cryptocurrency meets all of the requirements for not only money, but good money.
Right.
And it's money that, again, empowers people because it puts the people in charge of their currency. And it's hard to really express how big of a paradigm shift that is.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, people look at Bitcoin and they say, oh, that goes up and down in price. Well, some people have made money. And you can just sort of on the cursory level say, oh, that's a thing. It's money. People are trading it. Okay. But it means so much more to be able to put people in charge of their money. And we were explaining some crypto to – you were doing a great job yesterday of actually – you got the bartender here at the hotel.
Right. Number one.
To take crypto for tips. And then the waitress at the restaurant we were at last night, the restaurant we were at takes cryptocurrency
right.
Here in downtown Portsmouth. And now the waitress that we had got her first crypto wallet. And, you know, we're just kind of explaining this to folks. And it's interesting, of course, seeing their reactions. And, you know, it's, I don't know where the hell I was going with that. It's bright and early here. we are literally here, you know, before 8 a.m. For those that don't know, Free Talk Live does recorded shows whenever we're live and on location. So we're actually here live and we're recording it live. But in order to make it so that we can bring guest speakers in and, you know, talk to folks and just kind of do a better show.
Right.
We record the shows here. But I don't know. It was going to be some kind of general comment about cryptocurrency
well,
empowering people.
I think it was just really interesting that both people were more or less familiar once we explained that there's going to be a whole bunch of people around this weekend.
Yeah.
That would be
it's
real
not the weekend.
Thank you. Why does it feel like a weekend?
It's Wednesday. It's hump day right now.
I think it's because I had a beer or two last night, so it feels like a weekend.
Well, it does because, you know, it's a conference, and conferences are normally held on weekends, but this one's different. And I suspect that's because it's hard as hell to get a hotel booked on a weekend during leaf peeping season here. But yeah, I mean, you were explaining this to these folks, and it's like, hey, if you get a crypto wallet set up the this weekend, over the next 2 days, you're going to be very, very happy at the end of these 2 days, because if you're the bartender in a hotel where they're having a crypto conference, everybody's got, like, almost everybody's got crypto on their phone, and they're going to want, if they know he can take crypto for a tip, they're going to want to tip him, and they're probably going to tip him better, because, you know, instead of a dollar for a drink, he might get a $5 tip or something like that, you know?
It was nuts last night. I mean,
Hold that thought. We can talk more about it coming up here in moments. We're at the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference, the second one.
Yes.
And it's we're going to continue. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference.
Yes.
Day number one of two. And it's bright and early on day number one. In fact, we even beat Daryl to the conference this morning.
Right.
He claims he got hit by a bridge, which I said, you know, that sounds like a lot of, that sounds painful. These are big bridges here. They get the bridges that actually, I've never seen one of these before. I'm from Florida where every bridge is a drawbridge. Here, the bridges actually just lift the straight up.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
The middle portion.
It looks massive.
Yeah, a lot of equipment there to lift a fairly, you know, large piece of a bridge. So we're right here on the coast. It's Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You and I, we're actually staying in an Airbnb.
In Kittery,
which is right across the water, and we've got a really nice location. It's like half the price of the hotel. Now, I like staying in the event hotel.
Sure.
It's convenient. You get to, we did actually show up at the bar at the event hotel last night.
Right.
And kind of hung out and, you know, met some of the folks who were here early. We'll probably talk to at least one of them here on the air a little bit later on. But, you know, this hotel was sold out when I called the hotel.
Yeah.
And that's probably not all for the conference. It's, you know, a fairly large hotel. It's likely that, you know, there's a bunch of other things going on.
And this is tourist season, too.
It totally is.
In New England, when the leaves start to change, then everybody comes. So we got that going on,
It is too. Exactly that time of year right now. In fact, arguably, it is the peak of that leaf peeping season. Hey, I do want to make sure that you know about liberty.menu. If you are somebody who actually rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you belong at liberty.menu, specifically the thing you do, the business that you have, the content that you create, the event that you're coordinating. Maybe you're organizing a conference. You want people to know about it. That's a great place to go and put what you do on liberty.menu, because it's basically a libertarian business directory. That's at its core what it is. It's got some social media aspects to it as well, and reviews, of course, of businesses, and it's great. And I recommend that you get over there. In fact, you've got Route 101 local goods up there, right, Chris?
I do, and I just added Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire
Perfect.
There, too. So
and it's super easy to do that.
Yeah, it took no time at all. And
registration's free.
Yep.
Adding the items is free. You can upgrade. In fact, you're one of the people who has actually done the upgrade.
Correct.
So you can pay for a paid upgrade, but it's basic level, which means that you can add as many different things you want to the map. So if you know, got five different businesses, go ahead, add all five of them. No problem. At liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. So we were talking earlier, and, you know, for lack of a better term, I used, and I realized somebody told me that paradigm shift is cliche at this point, but I still like it. Paradigm shift, I think, you know, the cryptocurrency paradigm shift is what we're talking about here, where people are shifting from old money,
right?
Not so great money, the money provided by the governments, the money that they have been inflating forever. Since there have been central banks, there has been inflation.
Correct.
And replacing that with something better. And
so what I was going to say was it's not just that they've been doing all that, it's that it's one of those things that affects everybody every single day and nobody really notices. But if you look at it over the years, you know, I remember when I was a little kid paying a quarter for a loaf of bread. And those days are so gone, and that money, it's not because it costs more to make a loaf of bread. We can do all that stuff cheaper, but our money just doesn't go as far as it used to.
You're right about that, and you touched on that earlier where you said the dollar loses a little bit of value every single day. It's so hard to, you know, see it on a short-term basis, but anybody that looks at a decade or two can absolutely know. If you were buying groceries in the late 90s and now you're buying groceries today, 20 years ago, you can see the difference.
Right.
You can see. You don't have to wait for 50 years to see the difference.
And you didn't get anything for it. Nothing. The only thing one could argue.
You lost your savings if you had it.
And what you did get was bigger government, because governments, when they can print their own money, are going to continue to grow and expand, and that's what's happened. And that's why we've been able to go for coming on 20 years of war without tax increases. How the heck has that ever happened in history, where you can take a nation to war for decades and not cost your people any money directly through taxation. These are indirect taxes. They're indirect evils that affect every single one of you.
It makes it even more insidious because at least when they're taxing you, it's right in your face.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you're cutting the check for property taxes or, you know, doing the IRS BS that they throw at you every single year, you know that there's a tax being paid. But when it's inflation, it just drips away.
Exactly.
The value just drips away and gets transferred. It's not like the value is disappearing. It's transferring to the politically connected people.
Sure.
So they're stealing your money from your savings, and they're stealing your value from the savings. The amount that you have is still the same, but it doesn't buy as much. And so then they're transferring that over to all these wealthy people who are politically connected, running mega corporations, and that's why the wars are able to be funded, because they're able to just throw endless amounts of cash at these military-industrial complex people.
And that's why they continue so long. There was there were times in our history where, I mean, no intervention would ever dream of going on beyond a year or two. Even look at something like World War II, World War I. Those things were obviously horrible events, but the American people weren't going to stomach it because they couldn't afford it. You know, think of World War II and the government literally begging for war bonds. Please buy war bonds, otherwise we can't afford this war. We've been in Afghanistan since 2001.
Right.
There are people, 2018.
The people at this conference are probably going to be, there's a the young gentleman selling the Bitmugs down there. I mean, he's hasn't even been alive long enough for that.
Right.
So, anyway, we're here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, and I'm just going to predict it's going to be a good one.
I am too.
And the reason I'm predicting that is last night we were at the bar here at the hotel just kind of hanging out for a couple hours or something like that. And, we talked to some folks down there, and everybody we talked to was new. So the people that we spoke with were not new to crypto, but new to this conference. And when you've got, new faces showing up the night before, to me that says you're going to see new faces, here throughout this conference.
I think so.
We're going to see some folks from New Hampshire. I saw Roger Paxton's name on the guests. They got all the name badges out on the table. So we're going to see some friendly faces, some folks that know Free Talk Live and that we've always had on the air. Jeffrey Tucker, of course, is going to be speaking today. I think he's the first speaker after Bruce Fenton, who's the organizer here, the guy that created this conference, opens things up this morning. And we're going to, bring that to you as much as we can, a sample, a little taste of what it's like to be here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. I know last year they did have a videographer, so I suspect some of these panels and such will be recorded. If not, I did bring my own camera, so we do have our panel coming up later today.
Looking forward to that too.
Yeah,
so a lot of good folks.
Yeah, we'll drag Daryl over here at some point and see how his night went, because we all had a good time out last night. We went out. You and I actually went out and hit up the Bitcoin meetup.
We did that. It was nice to be held at a place that actually accepts crypto.
Yeah, it sure was. And the food was also good, which was nice. It's nice when they both accept crypto and have good food as well. We're going to continue here from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael made landfall along the Florida Panhandle Wednesday. The Category 4 hurricane had winds of 155 miles an hour. FEMA Director Brock Long had a message for those who decided to ride the storm out.
Then there are those who chose to stay behind, and unfortunately, first responders may not be able to go in and rescue those who dial 911 at this point.
Today, the Dow lost 831 points to close the day at 25,598. Alan Nuckman is a financial expert and economist. He says the market can't always be going up.
Hey, we can't go up every day. We just got complacent. And let's remember, this is the first 1% plus or minus move in the S&P that we've seen in more than 3 months. So, you know, it's been a comfortable push to the upside. The market's moved 10% in the last 3 months or so. We're still very positive on the year. This is a bit of a pullback.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference in beautiful Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Ian and Chris, in our remote studio this morning, and like I said, we're here bright and early. We beat almost everybody, with the exception of the organizers here. So we're watching as folks arrive, and Matt Phillips just walked through the door.
Good morning, Matt.
The former president, one of the former presidents of the Free State Project.
Now just a roving ambassador.
Good. So what were you on for, like a couple years? A year? How long?
I was 2 years as president, and I'm still on the board.
Okay. And so you stepped down to pursue other interests?
Yeah, something like that.
Including Burning Man, apparently.
And Burning Man, which I just got back from, yeah.
This is a fascinating thing. I've been interested in Burning Man for a long time, but I've never actually been out there.
It's definitely a strange cultural phenomenon. It's been going on for a long time. Much like the Free State Project, the death knell has been sounded many, many a time on Burning Man as being, quote,
it's over.
But
sold out.
Sold out, right. And also over. But it's going strong. 70,000+ people. It's the third largest city in Nevada for the week. Yeah, for that week. But I find it really fascinating, and the thing that really keeps drawing me back to it is I volunteer with an organization there called the Rangers, the Black Rock Rangers, and it's an all volunteer. Participant, community, mediator, peacekeeper, de-escalating, non-coercive help-bringing organization.
Okay.
A department of the organization. And
trying to help keep the peace.
It's about help bringing help to people who need it. And often that's, you know, pointing out where the nearest porta-johns are, but also we can also summon, you know, medical, fire, law enforcement, you know, when that's actually necessary because the situation has exceeded what we can do just as regular people. But I always think it's, it's really interesting to see how a large community like that self-organizes in a way to try and get help to the people who need it, in a timely fashion.
Right.
And most of the time it's non-coercive. There are a few there are a few situations where we do have to report it to law enforcement, like if there's an assault or a domestic violence situation.
And if there's 70,000 people in a place, there's a chance there's somebody's going to get violent.
Especially with the environment there being as harsh as it is, you know, there's it's hot during the day,
stressful.
It's cold at night, it's dusty, you know, a lot of people are doing a lot of drugs, so, you know, that can take its toll even on an otherwise, you know, harmonious relationship. It can get a little stressful over time.
And I find it interesting, anytime anything like Burning Man or, you know, talk of a libertarian society comes up, people will immediately say, well, this will never work for you because you don't have X, which is provided by the state. But in your case, I mean, this sounds like people trying to be good neighbors, trying to look out for each other, and doing it voluntarily. I mean, that should be the model.
There are many aspects of Burning Man which I think we as libertarians can look to as a model for how to do things, and a lot of that is around what I call Rule 2. You know, we have the Rule 1, of course, is don't hurt people and don't take their stuff, and then Rule 2 is, you know, don't be a jerk.
Right.
And
most libertarians, or a lot of libertarians, don't understand that.
They don't understand that, and you can even take that kind of a step further and say, don't be a jerk, but, like, help people. You know, take a second to help people out. And what that does is that obviates, in a lot of cases, the need for having any kind of either state organized, you know, law enforcement, or even any kind of state organized welfare program, right? If we can just come together as community members, as neighbors, people who, you know, go to church together, or, you know, whatever your definition of community is, and Burning Man is just one big community,
right?
Then we can all get along a lot more easily, and it really makes it harder for people to say, oh, well, look, like, this is a, you know, these people aren't getting the help they need, so obviously we've got to tax everyone and have a welfare program.
Right. We can talk all kinds of different things about libertarianism, but when it comes down to is there's a lot of power in a good word, and a lot of power and a good turn. And if we do those little things, then you just suddenly see the need for other solutions that society likes to turn to go away. You don't need it.
Right. And there are some things about Burning Man that aren't particularly libertarian. There's the whole gift economy.
I was going to bring that one up. Yeah. Can you explain what that is
for
listeners that don't know?
Well, first off, the only thing that you can actually buy at Burning Man that's being sold officially, there's the ticket. And then there's...
It's up to, what, a few hundred bucks? Several hundred?
It's about 400, a little over 400. Nevada recently passed an event tax for live events larger than 50,000, which applies to basically...
Just Burning Man.
Well, Burning Man and...
A couple conventions, E3 or something like that, right?
No, because those are different. Those aren't handled. It's just EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival.
Right,
so it's really just these two big events.
Yep.
And, it's a pretty shameless, you know, revenue grab estate. But so you can buy ice, which is important, you know, sort of a health and safety thing, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, during the day, it can get up over 100 degrees, and people need to keep their food, you know, cold so it doesn't spoil, and, you know, medicines and stuff like that. You can buy coffee, because, let's face it, caffeine is, you know...
people want that.
Well, it's a state-approved drug, right, that people are addicted to, somehow. But other than that, everything is what's called the gift economy. So if I have something that I think you might enjoy, I can offer it to you with no expectation of, you know, anything in return. I'm just doing it because it's that whole sort of Rule 2 thing, right? It's like I'm just being a nice guy.
Yeah.
If you have something and you want to offer it to me, awesome. If not, you know, here. And so what you get is people offering all kinds of things, and it's not just stuff, too. It's also experiences or performances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see pictures, and people are always dressed up in these really elaborate sort of costumes. It's got its own sort of style.
Right.
And that is part of the gift that people are giving to that community of art and music and
the experience. Something to see,
right?
Something to do. And that's part of really kind of what it was founded for originally, was as an art show almost, right? Like this really bizarre,
well, it's sort of a performance meets art meets like a way to sort of get out of your usual routine of your what we call the default world, which is sort of everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But it contrasts with like what we see up at Porkfest, where you want to buy something,
everything's for sale,
right?
All you do is buy it, and there's a little girl's walking around holding a little, box of cookies and it's got a little thing, and it says, $1, and it's got the Bitcoin QR code there, because of course.
Of course.
That's the new family-friendly Pork Fest. The old version was the little girl walking around selling alcohol. That was
I still have to ask if they're regular cookies or magic special cookies, because I can't do that. Yeah, so there are some differences with Burning Man, but there's also, I think, a lot of things, especially if you look at sort of the way that they handle, setting up that whole event, mm-hmm. In such a short period of time, and then also cleaning up after themselves.
Down. Right, because they have to, it's the Black Rock Desert, which is where it happens, and it's basically it's a desert.
Well, it's a 400 square miles of dry lake bed, and there's no insects, there's no plants, there's no nothing, and the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, takes their role very seriously as somebody who's protecting those natural lands mm-hmm. for other people to use throughout the rest of the year.
We're going to continue here. So we're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. We got Matt Phillips with us here, just pretty freshly back from a Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, it's always the week leading up to Labor Day for Burning Man. So,
and you've been going for, you told me, 11?
This was number 11.
And it started in the 80s, so it's been around for, three decades now, just about?
Yeah, it was started in 86 in Baker Beach in San Francisco with a guy named Larry Harvey, who actually just passed away this year.
Oh, wow.
So there was a lot of sort of remembrance ceremonies for him. But
right.
He basically hammered together a pretty crude wooden man, took it down to the beach in San Francisco, and set it on fire and burned it. And I think there was, a couple dozen people standing around going, yay, burn the man. they did that for four years in a row. Fourth year, the police came down and said, you can't do that here. Like, this is a beach. I don't know what else you're supposed to be expected to do on the beach. But anyway, so they ended up, there was a separate group that ended up taking that effigy out to the Black Rock Desert and burning it. And then that was in 1990. So
now can you stick with us for another segment? Talk more about Burning Man
and
the gift economy and what that's like for a libertarian, coming into that. We got more coming up here from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. Day number one. People starting to show up. We got friendly faces, folks we know, and there's a whole bunch of people I'm sure that we don't yet know that will be arriving today. It's Ian and Chris in our remote studio. This all is brought to you, by the way, by Horizon. Now, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live over the last year, you've heard about Zencash. Maybe you didn't catch the news. Zencash has rebranded to Horizon. Now, the cryptocurrency is still called Zen, but they're doing more than just crypto over at Horizon, and that's why they've rebranded, because it's a much bigger vision for a privacy platform that they say eventually is going to allow web browsing anonymously, publishing anonymously. Right now they've got anonymous chat.
Right.
So, you know, head over to horizon.global. Learn more about that, horizon.global. Get your Zen wallet set up, because we're doing giveaways of Zen. So every single week we've been giving away at least a Zen, one full Zen. And in fact, this next one we're going to do is 1.75 Zen. We'll go to one lucky winner, and here's how you enter the contest. You, as I said, you need to have your Zen wallet set up. You take your transparent Zen address, send an email to daryl@freetalklive.com, and include your Zen address in the email. And in the subject line, you have to put a number. And it has to be between 1 and 999. So you choose which number, put it in the subject line, and the person who's closest to the number that we've chosen behind the scenes will win the Zen. So, again, email daryl@freetalklive.com, include your Zen address in the email, and in the subject line, put the number between 1 and 999. We'll pick the winner this coming Wednesday, the 17th. So you've got just about a week to enter this contest. So once again, all brought to you by Horizon, Horizon.global. Matt Phillips is with us here in our remote studio, our first guest for the day, former president of the Free State Project, longtime burner, somebody who goes to Burning Man, and also a volunteer out at Burning Man, you said, with the Black Rock Rangers?
Is that right? And that's actually primarily what I do these days. It's sort of a working vacation. I did about 70 hours this last week there.
Nice.
Not a whole lot of time to enjoy the party itself, but
sure.
You know, I, as we've been talking about, I've sort of been exploring how does a community bring help to the people who need help in a sort of a self-organizing kind of fashion.
Well, we were talking about the gift economy, and I wanted to kind of finish up on that, because for libertarians that That's a really different idea, and it seems, you know, very counter to what it is that we're used to. You were contrasting Burning Man with, say, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the camping fest that the Free State Project puts on yearly
right.
up here. It's been going on for about 15 or so years here in New Hampshire, where basically it's a free market. Everything's for sale. You know, there's services, there's products. Everybody will sell you things. Not only will they sell you things, they'll sell you things for multiple different currencies.
Right.
So, you know, you choose what the currency is that you want to buy things with. Whereas at Burning Man, they have this gift economy, which is, it seems like a kind of a commie thing, right? Like, the idea is just give everything away and, you know, and it'll come back to you. And there's some sort of universal truth to that. But does this really work out? Because it seems like they want this to happen on a larger scale. They want the gift economy to become more than just, you know, a week in right. the Black Rock Desert, or where you also see it at rainbow gatherings, for instance.
Right. Well, there's a couple different directions to go in that. One, of course, is, yeah, you know, everybody always finishes a week at Burning Man and said, gosh, I wish that we could just do this all year long. And then you look at how much it takes in resources in order to get out there.
Oh, I bet.
Because you got to bring everything, you know, you got to bring all your own
pack
food
it all out,
and you got to pack it all out and travel expenses, et cetera. And then at the end of the year, they do a survey and they always ask, you know, how much did you spend while you were in the state of Nevada and on fuel and lodging mm-hmm. and all that. They're sort of trying to make the case to the local community there, like, hey, I know it's a drag to have 70,000 people show up in your backyard, you know, all driving over your front lawn.
It's
right.
a huge economic
boon. But it's
boost.
An enormous economic boon to that whole region's economy. You know, it's outside of Reno, Nevada. It's, you know,
right.
not a whole lot else going on up there.
Yeah, and when you talk Nevada, if you're outside of Vegas or you're outside of
yeah.
Reno, you're just,
yeah.
you're right. just outside.
So that's one aspect of it. The other aspect, and I think this is, you know, maybe something that we can also, you know, sort of philosophically consider is that there's more than just, you know, specific tokens or dollars or whatever you want to call it that get exchanged in any kind of interaction with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see this a little bit with that Black Mirror episode about the reputation rankings, right? Mm-hmm. Or we get that with...
Love that one.
You know, with what we see with Yelp or Airbnb or Uber, this whole reputation economy, right? Where it's not just the money that you're paying, it's how you're behaving in that economic transaction, right? Mm-hmm. That's actually a pretty big part now of what we think about and what we look at as economic actors. And so it's important to... conduct yourself, right, in a certain, you know, certain way. So,
well, good
yeah,
customers get better treatment overall.
Exactly.
Right?
So I might gift something to you out at Burning Man, mm-hmm. but I'm also, you know, it's that sort of what goes around comes around, right? I'm
right.
in a community of people who understand that there should be no spectators, right? Everybody should be participating. Everybody should be pulling their own weight, and that when it comes time to it, you know, if I'm stumbling along in the middle of the hot summer, you know, hot sun of the day, and somebody walks up and says, hey, this is an ice cold, you know, latte that I, you know, just made and I'm handing them out. I'm like, awesome, thanks. That actually
right.
hits the spot. So, and that's, I think, part of what we're stumbling up against in this whole effort to promote decentralization, you know, both from a sort of technological standpoint, but also from the sort of community or sociological standpoint is how do we create this decentralized society that we want to see?
Mm-hmm.
What are the pieces that we need? What are the alternative social institutions that we need in order to make sure that when we make a decision about who we're going to interact with, you know, from an economic standpoint, you know, whether it's safe to do that, whether I can trust somebody to do that. And, you know, you look at something like Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, part of the magic of that, right, is I don't have to trust you. Like,
right.
you transfer right. it. I can see that it's been transferred. It goes into this immutable ledger, right? All the accounting that happens for that. Awesome. But there are other economic interactions we have where we need a little bit higher level of trust, right?
Sure.
Because it's not just about transferring currency and providing a good. There's actually, like, an ongoing relationship there.
Right, right.
So I think about that a lot. I don't think we as a society have a lot of the answers yet. I think we're, you know, people always look at, oh, eBay, the rating system, whatever. Yeah, that's a good start, but it's
got to
be a lot richer and a lot more integrated into how we do things as a society.
To some extent, we are still kind of learning, and we're always going to be learning about interacting with each other and improving on that. I do find myself wondering about the gift economy. I mean, because it seems more like a fantasy, right? It seems more like a kind of a left-wing fantasy that, all these rich communists, put their money together, like at a rainbow gathering, which I've never been to, but I've known people who've gone to these things, so I've heard the stories, where there's all this food just being given away. It's like, that's very nice of you to buy all that food,
right?
But is this really, are resources really going to be allocated correctly where there's no prices on things?
Right. What's the sustainability?
This couldn't possibly expand beyond a week, right?
I doubt that it really could. Yeah. And all of the price and resource allocation activity that the free market, does so well happens, in Reno the day before you get in the car and drive out there, and then on the way back, when you have to pay $5 a bag for your trash. It is a little bit of a bubble where that the free market is really only just either pre-allocated or delayed, by those few days. So
that's an interesting observation.
Yeah, I don't know how you would scale that really to anything longer than a week.
So is Burning Man, the duration is basically long enough before it collapses?
This is a long time topic of discussion, is how do you do Burning Man all year? And the answer is... You can't. Right.
At least not. Well, then it wouldn't be special
not
anyway.
With a gift economy.
Right. Yeah. What's the point?
Well, they're trying to do this thing where they're pushing down to the regional events. In fact, we just had Firefly, which is in early July, early June.
Where was that?
It's usually in Vermont.
Oh,
but it's
really?
Sort of like a New
I've
England.
Heard of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a New England regional Burning Man event.
Cool.
And that's for I think a long weekend.
Nice.
I haven't actually made it there yet, but Burning Man as a organization or as a movement is trying to push down so that all the people who can't afford to get out to the harsh environment of the Black Rock Desert every year, because it's daunting.
I've looked at it and it's like, oh my god, just the amount of water you've got to pack out is insane.
Right.
What is it, a gallon a day for one person or something like that,
depending on how you do it. So everybody who can't do that, there's all these, I think there's some 60 some odd regional events around the world throughout the year, including in places like Africa, and there's Midburn in Israel, Australia's got a couple of them. So there's a lot of different opportunities to experience that same sort of culture and the event culture and the Burning Man culture a little bit closer to home.
And I really do think that for a lot of libertarians who, we've talked about it, sounds like a bunch of communists out in the desert.
Hold that thought. Can you stick for another segment? Because you said there's a libertarian community forming within Burning Man, so we'll talk about that. Coming up here on Free Talk Live from the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the second one in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.